The House Education and Employment Committee will now come to order. For the record, remember to turn on your microphone for the roll call. Miss Eve, will you please call the roll?
Chair Latnella.
Here.
Vice Chair McLean.
Here.
Committee Whip Andrade.
Here.
Ranking Member Williams.
Here.
Representative Lupus.
Here.
Representative Harrington.
Here.
Representative Bell. Representative Barrera.
Here.
Representative Bush.
Here.
Representative Fine.
Here.
Representative Harding.
Here.
Representative Hawkins.
Here.
Representative Hunshofsky.
Here.
Representative Lamarca.
Here.
Representative Mariano.
Here.
Representative Maney.
Here.
Representative McCurdy.
Here.
Representative Morales.
Present.
Representative Trabulsi.
Here.
Representative Tuck.
Here.
Representative Valdez.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Let the record show that a quorum is present. Please remember to silence all electronic devices. Be recognized by the chair before addressing the committee. Make sure your microphones are on after you have been recognized and when voting on a bill. In order to abide by our COVID guidelines, please remember to keep your face mask on at all times when speaking at the podium. This applies to members and the public. Members, today we have five bills on the agenda. The first one we will take up is House Bill 7017 by Chair Grawl, Foreign Influence. Rep. Grawl, you are recognized to explain House Bill 7017.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, committee. House Bill 7017 proposes greater disclosure of foreign support for public entities, scrutiny of grant applicants and purveyors of goods and services with certain foreign connections, through scrutiny of foreign applicants for research positions and of foreign travel and activities of employees of major research institutions. Specifically, the bill requires state agencies and political subdivisions to disclose all foreign donations and grants of $50,000 or more to the Department of Financial Services. It requires applicants for grants from or those proposing contracts with state agencies and political subdivisions to disclose all foreign financial connections with any seven countries of concern listed in the bill. Universities and colleges, including their direct support organizations and other affiliates, to disclose all foreign donations and grants of $50,000 or more to either the Board of Governors of the state university system or Florida Department of Education. The bill also prohibits agreements for or the acceptance of donations conditioned on a program to promote the language and culture of any seven countries of concern, requires thorough screening of foreign applicants for research positions and foreign travel and activities of employees for every higher education institution and related research institutes having a research budget of $10 million or more. The bill provides for enforcement of disclosure requirements and operational audits of the other requirements. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Chair Grawl. Are there questions on the bill? All right, seeing none, there are no amendments. Are there appearance cards? And we have some. David Shadar. He is a proponent of the bill. Members, is there debate? Chair Grawl, you recognize the close.
I'm going to waive close, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Grawl. Missy, please call the roll.
Representative Zalupas?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Harrington?
Yes.
Bell? Barrera?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Hunshofsky?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
Maney? McLean?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Trabulsi?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Latnella?
Yes.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, House Bill 7017 will be reported favorably. Next, let's take up CS for HB 149 by Leader DeBose, Students with Disabilities in Public Schools. Rep. DeBose, you're recognized to explain CS for HB 149.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for hearing House Bill 149, Students with Disabilities in Public Schools. Most, if not some of you, are familiar with this bill. that is very much needed here in the state of Florida, but has not made it out of this legislative process. Restraint and seclusion techniques are too heavily dependent on in the classroom, specifically when issues arise with students who have disabilities. Since the inception of the reporting in 2010, there have been 86,969 incidents of restraint and 21,489 incidents of seclusion reported in our state. As we know, these types of incidents can lead to cases where students have suffered bone fractures, bleeding, and in some unfortunate cases, death. Restraint and seclusion are not currently defined in Florida law. These techniques are traumatizing in nature and need to be addressed here in Florida, especially when we talk about students with disabilities. Under this bill, restraint is defined and prohibits the use of restraint techniques, obstruction or restricting breathing or blood flow, or inflicting pain to induce compliance. Seclusion, which is defined as involuntary confinement in a room or an area alone and preventing a student from leaving, will be prohibited here in the state. And to lessen the use of restraint, school districts will be required to adopt a policy regarding positive behavior intervention and support that outlines alternatives to restraint techniques for student management. To implement these policies, schools' personnel will be trained annually and must include safe and appropriate restraint techniques. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Leader DeBose, are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, there are no amendments. Are there appearance cards? And there are. Patricia Birch Fort waves in support. And Dina Justice, you're recognized if you want to speak.
Thank you. I'm here today as Emily's mom, and I'm speaking in opposition of the language in Senate Bill 149, Restraint and Seclusions in Public Schools. The proposed language states that techniques or devices such as straitjackets, zip ties, handcuffs, or tie downs may not be used in ways that obstruct or restrict breathing or blood flow. To me, this suggests that as long as the student's breathing or blood flow is not restricted, that these devices are acceptable. That's not the case. It's never acceptable to use these techniques or devices in any school system by any educator. The majority of these restraints occur on younger children in ages pre-K through second grade. That's children 4 to 8 years of age. It's never okay to place a 4-year-old in handcuffs. It's never okay to place a 6-year-old in zip ties. And it is never okay to place an 8-year-old in handcuffs. It's never okay to place any child, regardless of behaviors, in any of these devices. This bill is personal for our family. When our daughter lived at home in Escambia County, she attended a center school. She was restrained and secluded and isolated from her peers. She would have greatly benefited from positive behavior interventions and supports rather than the use of these restraints. We don't need these methods to teach our children and educate them. We need a positive way forward, as these result in trauma for these kids with intellectual and developmental disabilities. At her current location at the Arc St. John's in St. Augustine, she has made great progress without restraints and without seclusion. So I'm standing here today in front of a bunch of elected officials as a mom of a child with intellectual and developmental disabilities and representing other parents, asking you to not restrain these children, have the educators be well-trained and listen to these children as they are reaching out. Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here, ma'am. Members, is there a debate? All right, seeing none, Leader DeBose, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just say, before I close, I just want to emphasize that all restraint is limited in the application to only those situations in which all positive behavior intervention and support have been utilized and exhausted. I just wanted to just clarify that for you all. And just in closing, Again, I want to thank you, Mr. Chair, for hearing this bill. And as I mentioned earlier in my presentation, many of you have seen this bill in prior years. But if you're asking yourself how long this bill has tried to pass through the finish line, the answer has been about 15 years. And that's way too long to leave our most vulnerable kids exposed. So I'll just add that this has been a very bipartisan initiative. It's been a lot of work put in by all stakeholders to get us to this place in this bill. And so at this point, I'm just asking you to support this bill and vote favorable. And with that, I'll close.
Thank you, Leader DeBose. Missy, please call the roll.
Representative Zalupas?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Arrington?
Yes.
Bell? Barrera?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Hanshofsky?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
Maney? McLean?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Morales? Trabalsi?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Representative Bell?
Yes.
Chair Latvala?
Yes.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, CS for House Bill 149 will be reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Next up will be House Bill 861 by Representative Botana, Board of Directors of Florida ABLE. Since this is your first bill before us, I expect a first-class presentation, Representative.
Yes, Chair. Yes,
you are recognized.
Thank you for having me here, sir. I appreciate it. House Bill 861 is designed to revise the membership of Florida ABLE Board. The bill removes a limit of number of terms a member may serve. The bill provides special qualification board members must have included skills in accounting, risk management, investment management. And finally, the two board members must be advocates for people with disability. That is the bill, Chair.
Representative Fine, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And the chair asked me to really take a good hard look at your bill today. So I have a series of questions. Like the other speakers who sometimes come up here. What's ABLE do?
ABLE is an advocacy group for...
Through the chair, please. You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. It's a great question, Representative Fine. ABLE is a entity to help people with special needs, jobs, and it also helps out for them to get, support for, I'm just blocked, so, just to helps them out to help people with special needs to get jobs and save jobs and stay in check with Medicaid and Medicare.
Representative, appearing before this committee is no laughing matter, so this is a serious deal. Representative Fine for a follow-up.
Yeah, I mean, that I wasn't that impressed with that answer. I mean, what does ABLE even stand for?
You're recognized.
Sir, I'm gonna have to circle back with you on that one, unfortunately, sir.
The first sentence to the bill analysis may have the correct answer for that. Would you like another follow-up? Representative Fine.
Thank you. Could you give us an example of a project in Chair Latvala's district that this organization has worked with that, you'd be helping make sure are overseen appropriately?
I'll have to get back to you on that, sir. I don't know exactly where Chair Latvala's district. I think it's up somewhere around Tampa, though.
That is nowhere close to where my district is, not the correct county. Whip Andrade, you're recognized. And the rate that this is going, we might be here for a little while.
Thank you, Chair. And first, I'd like to say thank you so much, Representative Botana, for presenting this bill related to the Achieving a Better Life Experience Act. from 2014. You wordsmithed it a little bit in your presentation. I wanted you to clarify. Why do you hate term limits?
You are recognized.
That is, well, you know, that's a good question, sir, but I believe when they have the situation with people with special needs, if there's somebody in there that's qualified, that has a true passion, I believe that they should stay in that position.
Follow-up, Chair?
Oh, absolutely. You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I also noticed that you're increasing the size of the board. So am I correct in saying that, in assuming that, and understanding that you hate term limits and are also expanding the size of government with this bill?
You are recognized.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you for the question, sir. apologize. I had a tickle in my throat. I didn't want to laugh there. But if we have decent people to represent people with special needs, and I believe this will give three more spots to Florida Prepaid, which does chair this ABLE board. We'll get some more representation to the South and just get some more people up there to represent people with special needs.
Just one follow-up, Chair.
Yes, sir. You're recognized.
Thank you. So I'm to understand that not only is this an anti-term limits, expanding the size and scope of government bill, this would also dilute the appointment from the House as board member and give more power and authority and influence to the Florida Prepaid Program?
You're recognized.
In no way, sir, does this dilute, I believe, myself. You know, this is going to be a great situation to get more people in there to represent people with special needs. And in no way are we taking away from this board. We're adding to it. Especially, you know, as a business owner, I've never really been involved. But to get involved with ABLE and just see what it does, it is a special of mine. That's one thing that we do up here. And there has been several bills have come up that it's definitely made a difference. And that's one thing that we can do as a government is to help people in need.
Do you have any other questions? Okay. Vice Chair McClain, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Botano, when you were as a member of the freshman class, did you take any classes like on etiquette as it relates to how you would present a bill?
It doesn't. Oh, thank you, sir. I did.
That's no. That's a no, evidently.
I don't believe so, sir.
They were called Legislator University classes, and they were available.
Did you? I thought those were mandatory attendance. You weren't mandatorily required to attend those.
You're recognized.
Yes, sir. I was there, but staff here did such a great job, and I'm just under so much pressure right now that I'm forgetting everything, sir.
Yeah, I saw him playing Fortnite on his phone while those classes were going on.
You're under pressure right now.
I tell you, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I got a couple. Yeah. So Representative Botana, so if I can help you a little bit, so you came up, you addressed the chair. You didn't address any of the other members in here. So, and I don't think the chair is going to make the decision by itself. Yeah, you probably need to work on your etiquette a little bit. If you need some help, I'd be glad to take you back to the Legislative University class that was on that part.
I would just remind the young representative from Lee County or whatever county he's from that I'm only one of 20 votes on this committee. Do you have any other questions?
No, I'll save the rest for debate.
Do any of my wonderful colleagues from across the aisle have any questions for the young representative? Representative Hemchovsky.
Thank you, Chair. Representative Botana, what was the impetus behind bringing this bill forward for you?
You're recognized.
My great predecessor brought it to my attention. Ray Rodriguez brought it to my attention. He says, you know, this would be a great bill for you to run since his, he has a special connection with people with special needs, and got involved in it and started reading about it. And I said, well, this is something that we can do for you.
Representative Mariano, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Are you able to name all of the board members currently that sit on this board?
Wonderful question. Representative Botana.
Thank you for the great question, Rep. Chair. Unfortunately, I am not.
Representative, there's only one chair of this committee. do you have a follow-up?
Thank you. How many board members are there currently?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Four right now.
You're recognized.
Thank you. And so who are we going to be adding to this? Do you know who the new board members are going to be if this bill were to pass?
You're recognized.
Not at this time, miss, but as soon as it comes up there, Florida Prepaid will, submit those names to be appointed to the board.
Thanks.
Representative LaMarca, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, thank you for bringing this good bill forward. Are you familiar with House Bill 727 from the 2019 session?
You're recognized.
No, Rep. Could you enlighten me?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It was entitled Hazing. I ran it with a member in the Senate, and we passed it. And I'm going to make a recommendation when we get to debate that you and I amend that bill to include members of the House. But you're doing a great job.
Representative McCurdy, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, Representative Otana. Two questions. Did you hear our esteemed chair during this opening mention how we will be following COVID protocols in this committee?
You're recognized.
Yes, Rep, I did.
Thank you. Representative, could you tell us why you chose to sit in a seat that said, please do not sit here?
Can you please help us understand why you're not very good at reading and you came to the Education and Employment Committee?
Yes, Chair. I was moved over especially for your great leader on the Democratic side, Mr. Bobby DeBoss.
That's DeBose. Oh. Any other question? All right. Are there, do we have any amendments? Anybody want to do any amendments on this bill? Are there appearance cards? No. There are no appearance cards. Who's up first in debate? Whip Andrade.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Representative Botana, for bringing this bill. Helping the special needs community is something that I absolutely care about and have a deep heart for. In reference to Representative McClain's questions about whether or not you recall Legislator University, I think we need to send you back to the Republican Caucus University a little bit if you continue to run these big government anti-term limit bills, but I appreciate you bringing this bill today, and I plan to support it.
Representative Lupus.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have real concerns with this bill. Real concerns. None of it has to do with the actual bill, though. This is an incredible program, great leadership, and I think at the end of the day, Representative Botana, you've shown your true colors. You can take a little bit of hazing, and I just want to say I appreciate you for carrying this piece of legislation because, as Senator Rodriguez knows and as somebody who's worked with the Able Trust knows, this is important legislation. I appreciate your leadership.
Vice Chair McClain.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Botana, in spite of your lack of decorum that we would expect out of members of the Florida House, and I understand that I guess we're going to have to either, I guess it would be remedial, is that correct? We'd have to do remedial class for you at some point, but we'll have to find someone that can help you with that. In spite of all of that, it's a great bill. Thank you for being a good sport, and certainly I'm going to be up on the bill.
Any other members in debate? Representative LaMarca.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, I echo the comments of my other members here on this esteemed panel, on this board. I'm going to support the bill, but I also understand that it's always good to have a friend with a boat, but when someone has a marina, it's even better to have them as a friend. So I'm up on your bill.
Representative Fine.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Despite not knowing what the name of the program was, and despite saying that a five-member board only has four members, I thought about asking you, how does that work when there's, imagine if we were even numbered in here, we'd never get anything done. I plan to vote for your bill today, but I will tell you this, and this is a good warning. If you think this has been difficult, Senator Rodriguez, I think, was a incredibly widely respected member of the Florida House, who is a great mentor to many of us. And if he couldn't get this over the finish line in his time, your work is cut out for you, because he's a great member. So keep that in mind as you bring this great bill forward.
Any other members in debate? Well, Representative, I will tell you, and I want to echo a lot of what Representative Fine said. This is a great bill, great program. And Senator Rodriguez was indeed a mentor to myself and to others on this committee. And I have a great deal of respect for him. And you did a mediocre job today. I don't want to say you did a great job, but you did a decent job of with our questions. Most notably, you did not know what ABLE stood for, and that was the most obvious question that you should have been prepared for. But I will tell you that I do appreciate you carrying this bill. And when you asked for it to be agended, I told you that I expected you to take me fishing if it was agended, so hopefully you will still keep your end of the bargain after session. But in all seriousness, I appreciate you carrying this forward, and it's a good bill. And be better prepared on the floor, because there'll be tougher questions. With that, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Chair. And I appreciate the hazing and the camaraderie of this lovely board. And all of you, thank you very much. And I'll go ahead and close. Let me get out of here.
And that's committee, not board. Thank you, Rep. Matana. Missy, please call the roll.
Representative DeLucas?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Arrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Barrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Hunshofsky?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
Maney? McLean? McCurdy?
Yes.
Morales?
Absolutely yes.
Trabulsi?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Latvala?
Yes. By your vote, House Bill 861 will be reported favorably. Congratulations. Next up is House Bill 5 by Representative Zika, Civic Education Curriculum. Rep. Zika, you're recognized to explain House Bill 5.
Good afternoon, Chair Latvala, Vice Chair McLean, Deputy Majority Whip Andrade, Ranking Member Williams, and members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to present House Bill 5, Portraits in Patriotism Act. Also, thank you, members, for speaking with me on the phone and in person about this important legislation. I was moved hearing your life stories of how you overcame adversity and realized the American dream. Your life stories are stories of courage and bravery, where everything is possible in America. On November 17th of last year, in the Florida House chamber, Speaker Chris Prowls shared with us his beautiful vision that he would love for every school-age child in Florida to hear from Americans, Floridians, who hail from countries where freedom is a luxury and liberty a dream, to tell their story of why, of all the nations in the world, they would choose United States of America as their home. This is why, members, I have introduced House Bill 5, Portraits in Patriotism Act, to share our American stories with the next generation of Floridians in our schools. The subject legislation enhances integrated civics education in our state. It directs the Florida Department of Education to build a video library of personal stories of diverse individuals who demonstrate civic-minded qualities to be used as part of our civic education curriculum. It ensures high-quality, consistent coursework across the state by requiring the Department of Education to develop and approve an integrated K-12 civics curriculum. Members, the curriculum will also help our children develop four things: a sense of civic pride, an understanding of our founding principles, the importance of defending liberty, and effective public advocacy skills. Furthermore, the high school U.S. government course requires a comparative discussion of political ideologies such as communism and totalitarianism that conflict with American democracy. Members, through Portraits in Patriotism Act, we will make it possible to tell our American stories to our children in our schools. America is a place of big dreams and unique achievements, where your place of beginning does not determine your place of becoming. Only in America can the son of Cuban refugees, leaving behind an evil dictatorship in Cuba, that one day their son, despite of limited economic means, he would grow up and become the first Cuban-American speaker of the Florida House, Marco Rubio. Only in America can one of 14 children growing up in poverty in Panama City, that one day he will become an educator and the first African-American from Panama City to get elected to any statewide office, our friend Representative Bush. Only in America can immigrants come from all over the world. Just today, I heard a story in the member lounge of one of our colleagues that her mom and dad immigrated here from Europe. Mom came from Austria in mid-20s, facing difficulties just like any other immigrant would face, that one day their daughter, Representative Hachovsky, would become a member of the Florida House. Our story is your story, is America's story, and this is why I have introduced House Bill 5, Portraits in Patriotism Act. This is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Representative Zika. Members, are there questions on the bill? Representative Bush, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My friend, I want to ask you for the third time, is this a civic bill or a history bill? That's one question.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Bush. This is a civics bill.
Follow up.
Yes, sir.
There's many concerns about the curriculum of this bill. How will this bill curriculum ensure other ideologies will be included, such as slavery and other mistreatment of Native Americans?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Bush. The bill is very specific that indicates political ideologies that conflict with our American values.
How would the legislation be implemented?
You recognize?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Bush. The legislation, it would be passed, obviously, initially, and the legislation will direct the Department of Education to work with the school districts, or they can propose a curriculum if the school district does not recommend their own civics curriculum.
Last follow-up. Yes, can the legislative members be a part of the process and implementation?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair Letfall, and thank you, Representative Bush. The House Bill 5 directs the Florida Department of Education to build a video library of personal stories of diverse individuals who demonstrate civic-minded qualities to be used as part of a civics education curriculum. Yes.
Members, are there any other questions? Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Valdez.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And Representative Zika, thank you very much. And back to Representative Bush's question, it's really a yes or no question. He asked if the legislature would be involved in the process of the Department of Education. So will the legislature be involved in directing the Department of Education as to what diverse videos would be presented to as curriculum?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair LaFalle, and thank you, Representative Valdez, for your concern and your question. The bill, House Bill 5, is drafted with a very clear purpose and instruction given to the Department of Education, where we have incorporated language such as diverse in the language in the draft of the bill.
Follow up?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. So in essence, the legislative body, we 120, will not have any, after this bill passes and it becomes law, the legislature will have no authority over the Department of Education to direct them as to what is considered acceptable, diverse, and as part of the curriculum.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair LaFalle, and thank you, Representative Valdez, for it's a great question. As we know, in Florida, we have three branches of the government. We have the executive branch, and we have the judicial branch and the legislative branch. The legislative branch and the executive branch, we could communicate via statutes. And what the Florida House of Representatives is doing presently through this process, we are sending a bill that will eventually become law, and the law will provide specifics around how this bill will be implemented. To your question, how do we mitigate any specific issues that we may find that were not implemented correctly? We can always come back, follow up, and amend the law to ensure that what we are proposing is fully implemented.
Follow up?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So the question is yes or no. Once it becomes law, we as the legislature do not have the authority to go to the legislature, to the Department of Education, and tell them that they're doing it wrong. We would have to come back next session and amend the law, correct?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. So, Representative Valdez, the question is around the process, if I'm fully understanding it. In Florida right now, any change that we would like to implement that we don't like, that we think that the agency is not fully implementing the law as intended, the only way, based on my understanding, is you have to go back and file a bill to amend the law. Because we are three separate branches of the government, and they don't report to us, we don't report to them. And the way we communicate between the two agencies, executive branch and the legislative branch, is through laws. So to your point, if you think and I think and others think that this law is not being fully implemented, we have the due process at the upcoming session to file a bill and make changes. So.
And Representative Valdez, if DOE or any other agency doesn't implement a bill as our law is intended, as we, the legislature, intended, we go to them and say, hey, you're not implementing this as we intended. And sometimes they fix it on their own. If they don't fix it on their own, then we kind of help them, you know, do it. So, and to answer your question, that would be kind of what we would do in that case.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just trying to clarify the point that once we pass these laws and they become law in the statute and we give it to the hands of the department, our job is done as legislators. And if we want to change something later on, if it's not working, then at that point we would have to come back and amend the law. And it was just basically to clarify Representative Bush's question of, will this legislative body be involved in the implementation of the law, which we would not?
We, And I didn't mean, I apologize, I did not mean to speak over to you, over you, and we're kind of bordering on debate, but we would still be able to communicate with DOE.
Correct, yes.
So, members, are there any other, Representative Fine, you're recognized.
Yeah, just a quick question, and since we're talking about civics, this might be a helpful question, and it's yes or no answer, again. Would not the implementation of this bill by DOE be no different than the implementation of every other bill that we pass that's related to DOE? Or in other words, is there anything special about your bill that sort of violates the legislative process versus every other bill that we hear and talk about, including the ones that we've heard today?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair LaFalla, and thank you, Representative Fine, for your question. You are correct that the process of a bill being implemented is the same for every legislation that becomes law in Florida.
Any other questions? All righty. there are no amendments, and there is an appearance card. Randy Osborne, Florida Eagle Forum, waves in support. Members, is there debate? Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Bush, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My good friend, we have discussed this bill in great detail, and I stand to, should I say, I'm in support and I will vote up on this bill. I think this bill will help to give our public school students all the way from kindergarten to 12th grade a civic-minded mindset so they can become productive citizens in this society. And on last evening, I was just going through some of my pictures. 30-something years ago, my wife and I, heading up our youth ministry, decided that we wanted to take young children from my community all over the country to visit different state governments. And we took them to capitals. They got a chance to meet mayors, governors, and I was just reminiscing and how that helped them to broaden their horizon. And most of those youth that we carried back during that time now are very productive citizens. They're doing great things. And so I think this is a very good bill. It's going to help to give our youth and our students an opportunity to be able to understand how important it is to learn about how the process works so that they become integrated into society when they take their respective and right place. So with that being said, I am 100% behind you in this bill, and I'm looking forward to working with you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Valdez. You're recognized in the debate.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And Representative Zika, thank you so much for bringing this bill forward. You and I have had hours of conversation around this bill, and I believe that civics is extremely important that we teach in our schools and teach our children the value of what and the knowledge of what America truly is. There's no better example than the students that we have here during their spring break. Some of them are in spring break, the pages and messengers. I'm one that are, and I'm sure that other representatives are the same, in which they reach out to the students that are up here and serving us as pages and messengers and have conversations with them. Just yesterday, I had two of them in my office, and they actually had an opportunity to chat with Secretary Harris, the new DCF secretary. So giving them those opportunities to understand and really live the process is truly an amazing opportunity for them, of which I hope to continue to support. And if I could bring 10 of them, I would. Because this is very extremely important as you, I mean, we just had a little mini civics lesson just a little while ago when you were talking about the three branches of government. So until students actually see the work happening is when they're really able to put the connections together. Your bill that talks about portraits and talking about the American experiment, if you will, and particularly coming from immigrants of many different types of regimes, is important to educate others of understanding as well as to what are some of the challenges that people have struggled through to get to this land in which it affords so many opportunities. And I'm a proud American. My biggest concern is the implementation of the bill. Once it the intent is beautiful, my concern is the implementation and to ensure that the diversity that is truly in our state is truly reflected in the video library. So yes, I am up on this bill. I understand the intent. And I'm very cautious about it because folks have their own biases. Folks have their own opinions about things. And it's important that if we're going to be teaching children that all aspects, including what happened in January 6th in our nation's capital, is talked about. It's also very important because this American experiment can disappear in a heartbeat. And for that, I am concerned about it. So it's important that we do teach our youth. I am up on this bill. I just hope and pray that the implementation of the bill is exactly what you envisioned, because I do wish that as well. So thank you.
Representative LaMarca in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, thanks for the call and thanks for sharing your thoughts on this bill. You know, as you brought some examples up, and you know, I think I'm fourth and fifth generation American of Italian descent. My wife's first. Her dad and mom came in 61 from Cuba. But I think maybe the most interesting story I heard of talking about, other than yours, of coming here and what this country means to people is, if anybody happened to watch it, the RNC, when Max Alvarez talked about why he's here and the opportunity this country gave him. And I bring him up specifically not because of ideology or political, any of that. It's just somebody that took an opportunity of every opportunity with nothing to start with. And I would tell you that following our conversation, I think you would be one of those profiles. But ultimately, when you go through, I was a public school kid in Broward County. I would tell you that as things have transpired over the last 53 years as of yesterday for me, you know, we're having conversations about African-American history, for example. And I learned more in the seventh grade because I had a social studies teacher at the time that took the time and the opportunity to expose us to historic people in our history of the United States who happen to be African-Americans and learn a lot about that. I'm for your bill. I agree that there's some other concerns about implementation, but it's a great bill. I'm moving for it.
Whip Andrade, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chair. And I haven't had the opportunity to make comments on this bill because of time constraints in the last two committees, but I think this bill is an incredible approach to reinvigorating our appreciation for democracy in the United States and in the state of Florida. I think we all remember Winston Churchill saying democracy is the worst form of government in history except for all the others that have been tried. And it concerns me when in our civil discourse people forget that. The United States isn't perfect. We've seen comments in the last two committees about, you know, what's happened in the United States. And we can talk about internment camps during World War II with Korematsu. We can talk about slavery and Jim Crow. We can talk about all the ills that have happened, the Civil War. But the system of checks and balances, the separation of powers, the federalist system versus the state system, and our broad jurisdiction as a state have all resulted in those problems, those ills that we can all recognize and embrace being resolved, and for the most part being resolved peacefully. We have these incredible components in the United States of due process and equal protection, and we have a Supreme Court that doesn't have access to a military or a budget, but they still make the final decision, and our executive and our legislative branches recognize those decisions. This system is not perfect. Using those ills as examples would absolutely strengthen the discussion in this process because our Constitution, our system of constitutional amendments, our system of allowing 50 different states to be these laboratories of experimentation for good government are beautiful things. And they're why you have come here and have had an incredible life. They're why my family has come here and had an incredible life. And, you know, while I've been blessed and I haven't seen nearly as much hardship as many of people on this committee, I was raised being reminded how lucky I was to live in a state like Florida and in a country like the United States. We left the place where I was born for the same reasons. This is a beautiful country, and giving the opportunity to expose students to the juxtaposition of economics and American history and comparative to world history is, I think, a great opportunity to reinvigorate that appreciation for what makes America so special. Thank you.
Members, is there anyone, Representative Fine, you recognize in debate?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to talk about why I'm not worried at all about the implementation of this bill. So my son will be one of the pages on the floor tomorrow, and he has his own American story. He's the great-grandson of someone who got off the boat, started selling oranges on the Lower East Side, and turned himself into a successful business. He's the great-grandson of another relative who walked across Europe after 9 members of her family were killed in Russia, including both of her parents. And he knows his American story. There's no country in the history of the world that has as many of these great stories as the United States. But that is not what makes America great. It is because the diversity of those stories, my son's story, my family's story, has no similarities to Representative Zika's story, or to Representative Bush's story, or to former Speaker Oliva's story. Every one of these American stories is not just remarkable in and of itself, it is remarkable that there are so many different ways that people were able to come from so many different places. That is what makes America great. And so you can't do what Representative Zika is talking about doing if you don't feature the panoply of stories that exist. You know, what's unfortunate about America today is what's always made America great is that all of the differences that we brought together came together. And we became a melting pot where everyone, these stories combined to make America better than we would be separately. And unfortunately, it feels all too often today that we're no longer that melting pot. We're more of a salad bowl where you've got, you know, this piece of lettuce and this piece of lettuce, but they never all come together. Maybe by having my son learn that there are extraordinary stories that are completely different from his own, and your children learning the same, and everyone's children learning that there are a million different great American stories. That's how we not only teach people why America has always been great, but how we start to get ourselves back on the right track to come together and work through some of the division that we've had all too often in recent days. So thank you for bringing the bill forward. It was an honor to hear it in my own committee, and I think you'll do great presenting it on the floor.
Thank you, members. Any other debate? All righty. Seeing none, Representative Zika, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Chair LaFalla, and thank you, committee members, for your feedback, questions, and concern. As an American who began my journey as an immigrant from Kosovo, it's truly an honor to present this important legislation. When I came to America at the age of 17, I found a place to long for. I found a place to live, and I found a place to love. There is something special about America. As I've said before, and I'll say it many more times, America is a place of big dreams and unique achievements, where your place of beginning does not determine your place of becoming. America blessed me personally with the gift of a lifetime, the gift of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Despite the difficulties I experienced in my early years in America, I knew deep down that through individual perseverance, I will overcome the persistence of adversity. because everything is possible in America. This is the reason why this legislation is so important. It will make it possible, members, to tell our stories to our children in Florida what America is. Thank you, members, again, and I ask for your favorable support. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Rep. Zika. Missy, please call the roll.
Representative Zalupas?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Arrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Ferrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Panchowski?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
No? Yes. Morales?
Yes.
Trabulsi?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Latvala?
Yes.
21 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, House Bill 5 will be reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thanks, Chair.
And last and certainly not least is CS for House Bill 611 by Representative Diamond, Civic Literacy Education. Rep. Diamond, you are recognized to explain CS for House Bill 611.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, ranking member, committee members. It's inspiring to get to present after that discussion. I really enjoy getting to hear that discussion. Members, it's been said that democracy is not a spectator sport, and this bill is part of an important and ongoing and bipartisan effort to improve how our students in Florida learn about civics and the skills they need to be engaged and effective citizens. The bill would direct the Commissioner of Education to establish criteria for students to participate in a nonpartisan civic literacy program. This is project-based learning. Students would have the opportunity to participate in activities that will allow them to interact with government, learn how government works at all levels, and how we strive to represent the citizens that we serve. The students may participate in activities such as an internship with a governmental entity, simulations or observations of core governmental activities, or learning about or attending events associated with the United States citizenship naturalization process. The hours students spend on these projects would count toward their Bright Futures scholarship requirements, and school districts are encouraged to include them as a part of other academic award requirements. Members, I'm pleased to report that this bill passed its committees last year in the House and Senate, and I'm hopeful that this year it will get across the finish line. The bill also includes an effort to create in Florida statute the Citizen Scholar Program within the University of South Florida. This is a program that is run through the YMCA Youth in Government Program to allow students from across the state an opportunity to explore how government works. My colleague, Representative Tracy Koster, is carrying an appropriation bill this year which would provide the program with funding. And members, that is a brief summary of the bill.
Thank you, Rep. Diamond. Are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, there are no amendments, and there is an appearance card. Jonathan Weber waves in support. Is there debate? Representative Lupus in debate.
Thank you, Chairman. Rep. Diamond, I just want to thank you and thank you for your leadership. I know how hard you've been working on this. We had the chance to work on some of these issues last year, and just thank you for, again, bringing this bill back.
Is there any other debate? All righty. Representative Diamond and my colleague from Pinellas, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll wave close.
Thank you, Rep. Diamond. Missy, please call the roll.
Representative Zalupas?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Arrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Ferrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Panchowski?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Trabulsi?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Latvala?
Yes.
21 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, CS for House Bill 611 will be reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Members, is there any other business to come before the committee? All right, seeing none, Representative Arrington moves re-rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.